Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 28th, to welcome a very special guest to the podcast, my daughter, Eleanor Grace Swan. Eleanor, I'm so excited that you've joined the podcast today and that you'll be reading for us God's Word. After she reads for us, Eleanor and I will sit down and talk about things of life and faith.
Thank you for having me. I'm reading from the New International Version, and our first reading is Jeremiah 31:31-34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Our second reading is from Matthew 26:17-35. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover? He replied, Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, The teacher says, My appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When the evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. They were very sad and began to say to him, one after another, Surely you do not mean me, Lord. Jesus replied, The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, Surely you do not mean me, Rabbi. Jesus answered, You have said so. While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus told them, This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter replied, Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will. Truly I tell you, Jesus answered, this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. But Peter declared, Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the other disciples said the same. Our third passage is Proverbs 28:6. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than the rich whose ways are perverse.
Thank you so much, Eleanor, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us and for stepping in to be my Friday guest on a vacation week. Please share with listeners a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in? Where do you go to school? Things like that.
I'm in sixth grade and I go to Brookwood Forest Elementary.
And what is it like being at Brookwood Forest?
It's really fun. It's fun to be in the sixth grade year, what my dad calls the big dogs. We have a bunch of parties every month that the PTO moms planned for us. Like this past month, We had a Valentine's dance, and we also played kickball. We have a play that's coming up, and we are doing Moana. I'm a chief ancestor in it.
And as a chief ancestor, you're kind of the narrator. Tell us how the play starts.
The play starts with me and the other chief ancestors walking out and narrating what happened before time.
Okay, give me the first couple of words.
In the beginning, there was only ocean.
Ooh, I like that.
Starts with tension.
When is the play?
The play, I think, is in April, but I'm not really sure.
I think it's on Good Friday, which isn't the best day for me, but I'm going to make it.
You better.
Apart from school, what are some of your favorite activities?
I love basketball, softball, and volleyball, and I love to hang out with friends.
Share with us a little of your testimony. How did you come to faith and about your baptism?
I was baptized by my mom and dad, and I came to faith. I think VBS helped me realize what I was missing without him. And then I went to summer camp, and I remember writing, "I believe," in my journal. And I think my mom saw it, and we started talking about what it meant. And I told Dr. Dortch at the time that I wanted to be baptized.
And what are some ways that Mount Brook Baptist helps you to become a disciple of Jesus? What are some ways that you're learning more about Jesus?
I see it a lot through like role models and people I know and the way they act and how they're very giving. I learn a lot in worship and in Sunday morning Bible study.
Tell me a little bit about Sunday morning Bible study.
It's fun. We have a good group. Very energetic. Sometimes we get donuts.
Ooh, donuts. Know. That's awesome. And I know that you love to serve in worship care. What are some aspects of worship care that you enjoy?
I love doing the puppet show. And when I'm not doing the puppet show, I like to sit with them, all the kids. They're very funny. They're a lot, but they're funny. I like to color with them, play outside on the turf.
Recently, you went on something called the Preteen Mystery Trip. What was the mystery and what all did you do?
We went to the beach, and for one day we went to Allwell Water Park for the whole day, which was really fun. And our Bible study that we were doing was about friendship and how to love others like yourself and to not bully but to invite.
What are some of the aspects of Mount Brook Baptist that you love? First, that your parents are on staff here, right?
Obviously.
Yes. I mean, what is it like to be the pastor's daughter?
It's fun. It's really fun because I think I wouldn't know as many people. And I take for granted a lot how many people are so nice and talk to me.
What other aspects of Mount Brook Baptist do you enjoy?
I enjoy that a lot of my friends go here. I enjoy that no matter how my feelings are that day, I'll walk in and I always see somebody inviting or nice. And it's always a fun place. I'm never worried to go here, or I'm always excited.
What is one of your favorite verses of scripture?
My favorite verse that my dad always tells me is Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I don't know when he started, but my dad always tells me it. And I think it's kind of like, I don't know the right word, engraved or something, but I've memorized it by him telling me it so much. And I think it's a beautiful verse because I love beauty and all that fun stuff, and I think it's really fun, but it's good to remember that it doesn't matter what my outside looks like, but if my heart looks good, that's what really matters.
Explain to everyone when we sit down at dinner time what our routine is and how that helps us to focus in on the Lord.
We light candles. We light two candles, usually on either side of our centerpiece. Then May counts us off, 1, 2, 3, and then we say, Christ is light. And then sometimes I'll pray, sometimes Dad. We all take turns. But the saying Christ is light helps us focus before we pray so that we're ready for it and not on our food.
And then while we're eating dinner, what do we often do?
We play high-low buffalo.
And what is that?
That is where you say your high, your favorite part of the day, your low, your not-so-favorite part, the rough time of your day, and your buffalo, which was like a crazy, funny, interesting fact.
Okay, so if you were going to do your high, low, and buffalo from the week, what would they be?
My high would be spring break, a bunch of the things we got to do. I'm very grateful for all of our trip, and we went to New Orleans. My favorite part was probably beignets from Cafe du Monde.
Mine too.
Mom loves donuts.
And we had a lot of fun on an alligator tour.
That was interesting. Once he showed me that there are alligators jumped in the boat, I was a little scared.
And then the World War II Museum was very impactful.
That was fun, but it was very perspectiving or whatever you call it. It put you in perspective and seeing what we take for granted.
Yes. When we saw a lot of the footage of the Holocaust victims, it was sobering for sure. So would that have been your low?
A bunch of it was fun, but I also saw a lot of people who were not in their best state of life, and it was kind of sad.
And then tell me about your buffalo.
My buffalo would probably be, I got snow cones from Hanson's. Snow cones, they were so good. I got cream of nectar. Then he put like this strawberry puree in it and whipped cream. He kind of helped me out because I didn't really know what I was doing, but it was really good because their ice was really fine shaved.
Well, thank you, Eleanor, for being on the podcast and
for
reading God's word to us. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Dear God, thank you for this Friday we all have together through this podcast. I pray that everybody today will have a good rest of their day and that they will remember that you were with them. Amen.